I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Hours after Disney CEO Bob Iger said it would be difficult for his company to continue working in Georgia if the new abortion law goes into effect, several other major media companies have issued similar statements. Warner Media, the parent company of Warner Brothers, HBO, TNT, and TBS, said they will reconsider doing business in Georgia if the law takes effect, as did NBC Universal, CBS, Showtime, and AMC, which films The Walking Dead here. A MARTA Board of Directors committee has approved a spending plan in which billions of dollars, partially funded by a half-penny sales tax Atlanta voters approved in 2016, will be used for an historic transit expansion. 17 key projects, including adding 29 miles of light rail and adding bus rapid transit on the city's south and west sides, are all part of the plan. The AJC reports the full MARTA Board is expected to vote on the spending plan next month. A judge says a legal challenge against Georgia's election system from a group founded by former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams can move forward. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
The federal lawsuit by Abrams' group Fair Fight Action accuses Governor Brian Kemp of voter suppression in the 2018 election, a charge which the governor denies. Kemp oversaw his own race against Abrams as Georgia's Secretary of State. The lawsuit is seeking court intervention to stop voter registration purges, absentee ballot cancellations, and precinct closures. Fair Fight says minorities were especially disenfranchised. U.S. District Judge Steve Jones rejected a request by state officials to dismiss the lawsuit, which can now move forward. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Traffic along the top end of I-285 can be maddening.
I used to travel a lot on the 285 corridor. And had a 2.5 hour commute to Kennesaw. It was one of the reasons that I elected to go back to work downtown.
To alleviate the traffic, Georgia's Department of Transportation wants to add express lanes along the route. Tune in today during All Things Considered to hear why some residents are on the fence about the proposed lanes. And in sports, generous donors to the UGA Athletic Association will be able to buy beer and wine at Sanford Stadium this season. The alcoholic beverages will be available in the premium seating section, which is reserved for those who've donated $25,000 or more. And the Atlanta Braves will host the Detroit Tigers tonight at SunTrust Park. The Braves are looking to bounce back from one of their worst losses of the season, a 14-4 defeat against the Nationals on Wednesday. First pitch for tonight's matchup is at 7:20 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.